This is Here and Now. Despite a big Republican majority, lawmakers in New Hampshire today voted down a bill to make that state the 29th state with a so-called right-to-work law. House lawmakers killed the legislation, which was a defeat for Republican Governor Chris Sununu, who supported right-to-work. Right-to-work laws, which limit how unions collect dues, have already passed in Missouri and Kentucky this year, and they're coming at a time when union membership nationally is at an all-time low. Todd Bookman from Here Now contributor New Hampshire Public Radio reports.
He didn't make it a centerpiece of his campaign, but New Hampshire's newly elected Republican Governor Chris Sununu was more than eager to talk up right-to-work during his inaugural address.
We're going to give employees, once and for all, the flexibility they deserve in the workforce by passing right-to-work. And let's tell these companies New Hampshire is open for business.
For the first time in more than a decade, Republicans control the House, Senate, and governor's office in New Hampshire. And that's had union members worried. Broadly speaking, right-to-work policies prohibit unions from forcing workers to pay fees to cover the cost of collective bargaining. For Bobby Jones with AFSCME Local 3657, that upsets the labor management balance.
When we go to the table, it should be the employer and the employee together bargaining for a common good. And what this law will do is it will put government into that equation where they're not needed.
Opponents say right-to-work laws also create a problem known as free riding. Workers who don't chip in to cover the costs of collective bargaining still get the benefits of a union contract. And then there's the partisan angle of right-to-work. Many union members believe the laws are thinly veiled attempts by the GOP to weaken their power. Big labor traditionally backs Democratic candidates.
It's legislation that I think is more politically motivated and ideologically motivated than it really is motivated by the demand of businesses and the facts backing it up.
That's State Senator Donna Soucy, a Democrat who opposes the bill. But many of her GOP colleagues across the aisle back right-to-work laws. That includes Andy Sanborn. He says the concept of giving workers more choice is a natural fit in the live free or die state.
I believe very, very strongly, if somebody or a group of people want to come together and they want to be part of the union, I will fight for their right to do so. But that also dictates that I will fight equally as hard for those who do not want to be part of the union.
And Sanborn says it would give New Hampshire, where less than 10% of the workforce is unionized, a leg up as it works to attract businesses. There are no other states in the Northeast with right-to-work laws on the books right now.
If President Trump is successful in bringing all of this money back in and encouraging all this economic activity and manufacturing come to America, now we're going to have a plethora of companies looking to find their home base, and we want to make sure New Hampshire is actually in the hunt.
Both sides toss around competing statistics about right-to-work's impact, both on employee wages and overall growth. Russ Tebow argues the policy likely doesn't make or break a state's economy. He's with the New Hampshire firm Applied Economic Research.
It's true that you can find data to support either side of the debate, which says to me maybe the consequence of right-to-work is not that overwhelming.
But it does remain one of the most important political fights, one that can be expected to flare up again in other states as Republicans push for more right-to-work laws. For Here and Now, I'm Todd Bookman in Concord, New Hampshire.